Hello there. This is Nelson Olmsted. Today I want to tell you about the only general who ever dictated peace terms to the United States government. Now, Clint Gruber's waiting with a few words from Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of regions, homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, accompanied by the distant sound of war drums, here's Nelson.
From the Black Hills of Dakota to the Bighorns in Wyoming, the message spread like the wind. The Ogallala Sioux will fight for their land. Chief Red Cloud has spoken. Representatives from Washington, D.C. believe they could negotiate. So they called a council in Fort Laramie in June of 1866. Red Cloud and other chiefs listened. Chief Red Cloud, we ask only for a passage through the hunting ground of the Sioux. The road we will build will benefit the red man as well as the white, and we will pay you with land, cattle, and money.
There is no honor among white men. With one hand you hold out cattle and money to buy a road. I have message that you send soldiers with guns to steal it from us.
You misunderstand, Chief. Colonel Carrington's men are simply moving north to be ready to go to work when we reached an agreement here.
I will talk to you no more. I will go now. I will fight you. As long as I live, I will fight you for the last hunting grounds of my people.
Red Cloud and his chiefs stalked out of the meeting, and within weeks, the country along the Bozeman Trail erupted in violence. Colonel Carrington, with 700 poorly trained, under-equipped troops, moved into the Powder River country and staked out a site for a new fort, Fort Phil Kearny. The Indians immediately attacked, killed two soldiers, and stampeded the livestock. Bands of Sioux, directed by Chief Red Cloud, ambushed emigrant trains, sacked trading posts, and harassed work parties from the new fort. In desperation, Carrington sent for reinforcements. Among them was a brash young Captain Fetterman, spoiling for action. He said,
"Just give me 80 good men, and I'll ride through the whole Sioux Nation. One trooper's a match for any 10 Indians any day."
In December of 1866, he and a detachment of 84 men were attacked in the famous Fetterman Massacre. None lived to tell the tale. Red Cloud's ferocious warriors struck and vanished, then struck again. In 6 months, more than 150 soldiers and settlers had died in Red Cloud's war. The bloody Bozeman Trail was closed to all traffic, and the slaughter continued. A council was called for the following spring. It was at this meeting that the Sioux chief became the first man to dictate peace terms to the United States government. He said,
"From the Bighorn Mountain to the Black Hills, and from the river you call the Platte, no white man shall cross. When I see your soldiers go, I, Red Cloud, will sign this treaty."
In August, the troops pulled out of the forts in the Powder River country. In November, Chief Red Cloud signed the treaty. He alone, of the many Indian leaders, had won a brief encounter with the inevitable. But Red Cloud knew only too well that his victory was temporary. For he said in later years,
"When we first had this land, we were strong. Now we are melting like snow on a hillside, while you, the white man, are grown like spring grass. Your words do not reach me. My words do not reach you. There are too many streams between us."